We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
All of us have seen the stats on how consumers have shifted online during the pandemic. Businesses have shifted online. But what we've seen up close is how retailers and brands with the access to the tools that Shopify provides have been able to switch between channels, offline and online, online store and social. Those brands have been able to stay nimble in staying connected with their customers and getting in front of their customers, even when their customers have been in radically different places and shopping in radically different ways over the past 6 months.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Today, I'm handing over the microphone to my friend, my colleague, and my sometimes co-host, Chris Stewart. Take it away, Chris.
Shopify is an e-commerce platform that streamlines the process of running a store online. In the wake of this year's rise in online shopping, many merchants, particularly small businesses, turned to the platform to reach their customers and earn a profit. Today, Ian Black, head of retail at Shopify, is here to share how the platform is helping retailers of all sizes meet their needs and weather the pandemic. Welcome, Ian. We're so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm quite excited to be here and definitely excited for this conversation.
Fantastic. And we're joined today by my colleague, Kyra Hicks. Welcome, Kyra. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So, Ian, could we start out just by hearing a little bit about what Shopify is and what's the story behind it?
Yes, certainly. So we'll start at the beginning. Shopify is a global commerce platform that serves over a million merchants in over 175 countries. It really began as a tool to allow small brands and small entrepreneurs to sell online, but it's grown to so much more. It really allows a brand or an entrepreneur to run every aspect of their business, from their online store to in-person sales, to shipping and fulfillment, to getting loans to grow or scale their business, and really everything in between. So we aim to be the operating system by which brands can run their business through whatever channel they choose and connect with their customers wherever their customers are, so that they can focus on their passion and the thing that they're fabulous at, which is building products, telling their story, and connecting with customers.
That's great. And so what's your role there?
My role is to head up what we call Shopify Retail, which is our product set and business aimed at brick and mortar retailers. So with Shopify having our roots in e-commerce, the more merchants we brought onto the platform and the bigger they became, we found that more and more of our merchants wanted to sell in person. And so in many ways, this started with our e-com merchants wanting to do pop-ups or sell at local markets, but it's evolved to the point of having many thousands of brick and mortar merchants at many different sizes. So we build a point of sale for retail brick and mortar stores. But importantly, that point of sale is just one part of the entire Shopify commerce platform. And so generally, our retail brick and mortar businesses sell in person, but also online through social and through all channels. And they do that with one integrated platform. Maybe to summarize, what we basically try to do is extend this Shopify platform to the world of brick and mortar retail. And in doing so, help brick and mortar retailers jump into the world of online and omnichannel commerce.
Given the pandemic, has there been unusual growth then on the retail side? And if so, what categories have been growing?
Yeah, certainly we've seen a huge shift to online shopping for all the reasons that we know well and we've experienced in our personal lives. From the second quarter to the third quarter this year, we saw a 71% increase in the number of new merchants starting on Shopify. And what's maybe kind of equally staggering is the shift that we saw of traditional brick and mortar merchants who were already on the Shopify platform quickly shift their businesses online. So all of us have seen the stats on how consumers have shifted online during the pandemic. Businesses have shifted online. But what we've seen up close is how retailers and brands with the access to the tools that Shopify provides have been able to switch between channels, offline and online, online store and social. Those brands have been able to stay nimble in staying connected with their customers and getting in front of their customers, even when their customers have been in radically different places and shopping in radically different ways over the past 6 months.
There have been tools that are specific to Shopify to help with things like curbside pickup or in-store shopping deliver to you?
Yes, definitely. So when COVID first took hold in North America, as a company, we pressed pause on everything we were working on. And we said, what can our company do over the next few weeks and months to make sure that as many merchants as possible survive this crisis and come out the other side? And so in a series of weeks and months afterwards, we released a flurry of new features and products, things from like curbside pickup, but also a $200 million fund of cash advances for businesses to invest in their businesses. We launched Shopify Email, which enables merchants to sell through email. We launched the Shop app, which is the first time we've had a direct-to-buyer experience in an app that lets buyers interact with numerous Shopify brands all at once. We also launched improvements to our online store, Buy Now, Pay Later. So it was really a cascading series of things that we put out to the market to say, we want to make sure that every retailer, every brand out there has all the tools at their disposal. And we saw a huge uptake in those. For example, curbside pickup. We went from 2% of our merchants using curbside and local delivery to a quarter of them in the span of a few weeks. And so just...
You said 2% to one quarter.
2% to 25%. And so...
I
think that was in about 4 weeks, or maybe it was in 6 weeks. But just you saw how our brands turned on a dime and used the tools at their disposal to say, you know what? What we were doing before maybe didn't work, but we're going to give this another shot in a new way. And we saw that success come for a lot of brands, which was really kind of one of the most heartening things that you could see in a time of kind of crisis and kind of a tough time for so many folks.
For sure. And, you know, it sounds like a lot of that is it's all around that customer engagement. And, you know, I'm thinking about those bricks and mortar retailers that one thing that they always had a good hold on was that in-person customer engagement, and they understood, the successful ones understood how, when customers came in, how to engage them, how to create a really an experience that will make them excited and make them want to come back and talk about it. And then suddenly we're all shopping online and we're isolated, and so we're craving that engagement even more. And there are tools there. It sounds like you're talking about tools that will help these retailers really facilitate that engagement and make sure that they can still be connected with their consumers and engaging with them.
I think that's a great point. And it's to make that real. There were a number of merchants on the Shopify platform who had just been running a brick and mortar store, but because they'd been doing it through Shopify, their customer lists, their product catalogs, all those kind of core pieces of their business exist in a digital form. And then when they have to close their doors, it becomes a really easy thing to say, okay, now we're going to open an online store, we're going to email our customers, and we're going to be able to engage with that same group of customers and hopefully still drive sales. And another sort of similar thread and a big theme we've seen over the last 6 months has been the emergence of local e-commerce. In many ways, e-commerce used to be this kind of borderless concept, certainly at a national scale. And all of a sudden, all of us wanted to shop local and we wanted to support our local businesses, but we were doing that through online channels. And so that, I think, is one of those changes we've seen happen that is likely here to stay, is how do local businesses lean into being a local business and having a local set of relationships and a local set of customers, but still sell online or through curbside pickup, etc. And I think that's going to be one of those lasting changes from the last 6 months that hopefully help more small local independent businesses make a go of it.
And given the surge in new customers or your current customers using these new tools, how are you facilitating the education of that? How do I learn if, as a retailer or a customer of Shopify, how do I learn how to do curbside pickup or some of the other features?
Yeah, it's a good point. And we talk a lot about kind of so much of what Shopify enables, which is selling online, being easy to maybe learn, but hard to master. And so what we try to do is put some tools out for our 1 million+ merchants who help that help them understand those early stages, but then coach them as they get deeper along. So a few things. Shopify Compass is an app we launched recently that gives tutorials on many of the main kind of themes and practices that brands use to be successful on Shopify. And so you have all this video content and video libraries that help coach you through. We also have a team of support advisors, and unique to many other companies, we actually view that as a group of coaches for our merchants. So rather than our support team just being about technical support, we find that most of our merchants actually call to say, you know what, I need somebody on the other end of the line to tell me, does this website look good? Or is there a way I could make some changes to drive conversion? Or I'd love to set a pickup or curbside pickup, but I just haven't figured it out. Can you help me with that? And so we have a kind of thousands of people on our team who just spend their days taking calls from merchants and coaching them through their issues of the day or their issues of the week. So that's how we think about it. And certainly there's a huge ecosystem of partners, big and small, who work with brands to help them figure out e-commerce, help them figure out omnichannel strategy. And we have quite an active program where we try to help those partners get really deep on the Shopify platform so that they can help educate their brands that they work with as well.
So speaking of partnerships, you know, you were saying that Shopify works primarily with these, it sounds like they work primarily with these small and medium-sized businesses that maybe don't have the resources or the infrastructure to handle all of this, you know, the e-commerce and the operations. And you all have also recently announced you have some partnerships with some pretty big names as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Definitely. So you're exactly right. Traditionally, Shopify has really supported small and medium-sized businesses, although increasingly through our Shopify Plus program, we support some of the world's largest brands and their e-commerce and commerce infrastructure. But on the point of kind of some of the partnerships, we've recently released a partnership with Walmart that we're really excited about because, as this group knows, I think it's 120 million people shop at Walmart every month in the US. And so we've opened up a partnership that enables Shopify merchants to go through and get approval to sell on Walmart.com at no additional fees. And then they're part of the Walmart marketplace. And so our philosophy is that we're on the sides of merchants and brands. In order for them to be successful, they need to be where their customers are. And customers, as we know, are everywhere. They're on Amazon, they're on Walmart, they're on Instagram, they're in the neighborhood shops. And so the product at Shopify and the partnerships we build ensure that those brands can access all of those places. And through one central hub at Shopify, they can sell on Walmart.com, on Amazon, as well as open up a pop-up. And that all be kind of built off a single back end, which simplifies things greatly for them and allows them to build a modern retail business.
That's absolutely incredible, all the different tools and partnerships that are available. As we look at the calendar, Christmas, another holiday,
yes,
are coming up soon. Is it too late to get involved with Shopify?
Not at all. We see many of our merchants start on Shopify in days. We've even seen some of the world's largest brands start in less than 2 weeks. And so one of the big focuses as we build our product is how do we remove barriers for entrepreneurs to sell? And so it's a fairly easy thing to get going. And speaking of the holidays, I mean, we've seen really a huge focus, as everybody is, on what a BFCM will look like this year. What the holiday season will look like this year. And we've recently surveyed our merchant base as well as the group of consumers that have shopped through Shopify stores. And we're seeing big anticipation, big participation expected in BFCM this year. So it's certainly going to be an important moment for the retail industry as a whole.
Can you, what is BFCM?
Pardon me, Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd never heard that acronym.
I apologize. That I should have realized. So Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I mean, obviously this year will be as much kind of the cyber side of things as in person. I think in the research that we did to buyers, 55% of our shoppers said they're only going to shop online this Black Friday, Cyber Monday, which is kind of an increase over what we've seen even in previous years. And encouragingly, 77% of them have indicated that they're going to spend the same or more this Black Friday, Cyber Monday as in previous years. And so...
But what does that look like for the supply chain? I mean, if you've got, you know, more and more people shopping for their holidays and there's, you know, that Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, traditional start to the holiday season, you know, are you seeing a lot of retailers talking about, let's make sure we've got our capabilities amped up now and start, you know, really encouraging people to shop now so we can avoid that?
It's a great point. We are, and we're doing what we can to encourage all of our merchants to both plan ahead on that, but also educate their consumers and their buyers that shipping timelines will be different this year. Potentially shipping costs will be different this year. And on Shopify end, we enable merchants to ship through Shopify, and we have pre-negotiated shipping rates that merchants can offer. And so we help our merchants kind of lock in the lowest rates, but even still with talk of surcharges for holiday shipping this year, and certainly what we've seen already through the year on mail delays, I think that's probably part of the reason we've seen a lot of brands and a lot of merchants say, we're going to start the holiday season earlier this year. We're going to start giving offers and discounts earlier in the season than we've ever done before.
Yeah, for sure.
Ian, are you seeing that kind of advice worldwide since you're in so many different countries? Or is it primarily North America that you're seeing like the shipping as being a concern?
No, that's certainly a global phenomenon. And as I mentioned at the top, we're in about 175 countries. Most of our merchants and most of our buyers are in the US. And so that's the biggest concentration. But the shift to online has happened everywhere. I think I'll get a stat here that I had read recently, but I think the Department of Commerce had mentioned that e-commerce sales from a market penetration perspective have gone from 16% to 27%. Basically through the summer months in this 2020 year. And so that huge increase has meant a kind of a massive load on the postal system. So hence the education campaigns in all countries we're seeing merchants try to think through that. It's frankly one of the big reasons why we think that curbside pickup and local delivery is part of the answer for retailers as well. Because it's obviously a little bit easier to both build a more personalized and on-time experience with those types of fulfillment.
Sure. Get rid of the last mile problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it makes me think of this, you know, that's just what we've all had to do with the pandemic, right? We all just kind of pivoted, and it's something that retail has been doing for, you know, as long as people have been buying and selling, you know, is that, okay, what's happening next? How do we react to it? And what can we do?
It's an industry that's sort of made it used to adapting, used to taking what comes at it and pivoting. But certainly that's been the theme of this year. And I think that's the story of the retailers who have found a way to come out of this tumultuous year in if not good shape, at least kind of a shape to go ahead, is they've seen the challenges, they've found new ways to connect with their customer, and they've stayed true to the vision of what their brand stands for and what their products are. And we felt very lucky that we've been able to help a little bit in that. Certainly we're We're rooting for all of our merchants that it's a strong holiday season, and we'll see what the rest of the year comes, but we're optimistic.
Excellent. Well, we're almost out of time, but before we go, we have a segment. It's going to be really fun for you, Ian. It's called Rapid Fire.
Oh.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
We're just going to ask you a couple of questions that are random, a little off topic, and just answer the first thing that comes to your head.
Sounds like fun. Okay, let's go.
All right, Kyra, do you want to kick it off?
Sure. You have $100 to spend any place for shopping. What are you going to spend it on?
Oh, I'm going to go to my local bakery and get load up on bread and croissant and all the things that I shouldn't have, but love.
Take a friend.
Yeah, with $100, I'm going to bring my family. I'm going to bring some neighbors. I won't need $100 of bread, but I think I'll find some good treats, and that's my secret indulgence.
That's awesome. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh. I wanted to be a carpenter. And I remember, well, my parents told me that when I was about 6 years old, I told them I was going to go to university and get a master's in carpentry. And they said, there's probably an easier way and kind of directed me to go build some things in the backyard. But unfortunately, I didn't turn out to be as handy as I hoped I would.
Well, come on, Ian, you're building retail. What are you talking about?
A different sort of handy, maybe. Less handy with my hands.
Let's see. Favorite color?
Ooh, favorite color. Well, funny you should ask. My son told me this morning that my favorite color is purple. And I know better than to debate him early in the morning. So I'll go with that.
That's awesome. Last question. What makes you laugh?
You know, I would say I laugh a lot. I think it's maybe, especially in these times, a good coping mechanism.
For sure.
What makes me laugh, especially anytime my dog gives my wife a lick and I see the face that she makes, I think that's the standard comedy in this house and in these times of lockdown when we need to find our laughs in the four walls of wherever we live.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ian. And thank you for joining us, Kyra. And thank you for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about today's discussion at nrf.com, where you can register for Chapter 1 of Retail's Big Show, coming to you virtually in January. And Ian, one last question. Where can listeners go to learn more about Shopify?
Shopify.com. Is your source to learn about Shopify. If you're looking to build a business online or grow, we would love to support you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. And thanks for listening.